This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's a fourth and two. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me? He's a beast with a capital B, and he would not be denied.
Let's check in with 13WM Sports Buffalo Plus. Is Mike Catalano's watched a lot of Buffalo Bills football through the years, Mike. And I don't know where you would rank that play in a game that, let's face it, doesn't mean anything if you can't get over on Kansas City in the postseason. But I feel like that's one that's going to be remembered for a very, very long time.
I agree with you. You know, I think about recency bias, and when we always think that, right, in that moment. But I try to put it in context of what it is. I mean, it's regular season games, and we've seen some there, big plays that have clinched playoff spots or, you know, obviously playoff games where they've gone to the Super Bowl or even Taron Johnson's pick six against Lamar, like all these great moments. But for a regular season game that did not decide anything, it's as big a moment as I've seen, I think, because it's Josh Allen. It's not just a touchdown run. It's fourth and two. It's the right decision by Sean McDermott to put it in the hands of his quarterback. And the best part about it is the play shouldn't have worked, or what he did shouldn't have worked, yet he's Josh Allen, so it does work. So I thought it was spectacular. I thought it was great for the fans. I love, like, when they've played the Chiefs, you know, still six games left, and you know the other games down the line. But it was meaningful, and the Chiefs were undefeated. So add all that in. I'll add a little recency bias. It was as good as you'll see in the regular season.
It was a fun atmosphere there yesterday, Mike. How loud that got. On McDermott and the decision, would Sean McDermott years ago have done that? Has he grown as a coach in that regard, the trust in his quarterback?
Yeah, it's not just Sean McDermott. The game has changed. You know, now it's just a given. A lot of times teams go for it. And, you know, there are knuckleheads out there who put every play together. It's a fourth down. And, I mean, you know, look, you can make the decision. What was it in the playoff game? Fourth and eight? Fourth and seven? Fourth and eight when they tried the Tyler Bass field goal? Well, you can say, go for it. We want to try to win the game. I get that. But fourth and two is manageable for Josh Allen or for most quarterbacks, right? You can do that. Plus, they've been burned by this team before. So my point is, you look around the league and there are times, I mean, like Mike Tomlin going for things. Like Mike Tomlin never goes for it in those circumstances. He's as conservative as it gets, and it's changed. And you got Sirianni and Dan Campbell that are way on the other side. They go for everything. So, yes, he has evolved, but also the game itself is just like, you know, go for it because you know what's going to happen on the other end. You've seen it happen before. And quite honestly, it's only a field goal on the other side if you don't get it. So, you know, it's not like you need Mahomes to be magical. It's a few first downs and a kick, even though it's a new kicker, and they would win it. So I agree he has, but I also agree the game has just changed where you put it in the offense's hands.
I also think when you watch specifically Josh Allen and the Bills offense going up against mm-hmm. this Chiefs defense, I mean, there were multiple times yesterday where it just looked like Josh Allen has them figured out. He's seen Spagnuolo's defense enough that he hasn't figured out. And I also think that not enough is being said about the offensive line of the Buffalo Bills, who, even though they were down one of their best players, kept Allen clean and did an unbelievable job protecting him. Not so much in the run game, but certainly keeping Chris Jones off of Josh Allen's back.
Yeah, Chris Jones was not a major factor in the game. But I got to tell you, the one thing about the Chiefs, man, they do come up with some stuff. So I was watching a breakdown, and not to get too inside this, but it was fascinating. You remember the play where Josh rolled right and threw it away? Could have been grounding. They said Dawson Knox was in the area. Well, McDuffie came on the blitz on that play. And I think it was Brian Baldinger breaking it down. Fascinating. Where it's McDuffie coming. They rush a linebacker on the inside. And they drop Chris Jones into coverage. And you think, why are you doing that? Allen absolutely was looking in the middle of the field. And there's monstrous Chris Jones. The back has to pick up the linebacker. It was Ty Johnson who did a good job. And McDuffie, free run at Allen. There is no way Josh Allen was thinking that mix of plays was going to happen. He had to throw it away. So that's out there. I think Spagnuolo is an incredible defensive coordinator. But I think you're right. They did enough because you never know where that guy's going to bring pressure and Josh can get around it. But they did help him. I mean, the run game was bad. I think it's better when Spencer Brown's on the field just because he's a more physical player. They played without him. But you kept Josh clean, and you made enough plays. But, man, it's tough to live. It's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 like it was. They play the Chiefs again. They're going to have to try to run the ball a little better.
Yeah, part of that running, and I was just wondering, like, is it just the time? They achieved one of their goals, a time of possession here, Mike. 34 minutes they kept the ball. Nearly 10 minutes more than Kansas City had the ball. So how are we seeing the evolution here of this Bills offense? Because I never thought that with the talent that was leaving, now you've hit 30 points in each of the last 5 games here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't think it's sustainable to play like they did yesterday against the Chiefs again. And the reason I say that is they converted a lot of longer third downs. The Shakir catch when he got drilled, the pass interference call. Like, obviously, you know, when Allen did not convert on the third, but he gets the touchdown on the fourth. But they had long to go. And I think if you're the Chiefs, you're sitting there looking at that going, yeah, that's a tough way for them to make a living. And I do think they have to do a better job in the run game going forward, if you're going to look at the negative part, because it's just too many long down and distances. But this offense, it's funny you say that. We were sitting there talking about it, and we were doing our podcast, talking about all the issues, you know, where they couldn't run it, and they got in trouble, and he couldn't get the ball back to Cooper again, and know this and know that. And then you go, look at the scoreboard. They scored 30 points against the Chiefs. So that is impressive as it is. They do it different ways. They really do. They've done it shorthanded for a couple of weeks, but I think it's the most balanced offense they've had since Josh Allen has been there. They can beat you multiple ways. And you do see Cooper does open some stuff up for them. So, yeah, Brady has done a really good job. Allen has adapted to it so well. This is the offense McDermott has wanted. He's wanted a more physical offense that can run the ball. That's why I say I think they know they've got to be better at that when they play the Chiefs the next time.
Josh Allen gets all the headlines, Mike. Patrick Mahomes in a victory would probably be getting a lot of the headlines as well. Do you put any of yesterday's loss on Mahomes? Because I have a hard time. I mean, look, he began the game and ended the game with a couple of throws I'm sure he'd like to have back, but Kelce kind of giving up on that last play. I think Mahomes' play is not in question here. I think that he still is one of the better quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the NFL, even though the Bills got over on him yesterday.
Yeah, he made some great plays. The throw he made for the touchdown to Noah...
Gray.
Right. It's It's a mistake. It's like a Josh Allen mistake. I mean, he's rolling right, sort of throws across his body and back. Because you could tell Terrell Bernard was playing for the sticks. He's running, and then the next thing you know, he's taking a step back and he's throwing it to Gray. But those guys can make those plays. I mean, we didn't see as much of the crazy Mahomes stuff where he gets to the line of scrimmage and you think the defender's coming at him and he flips it over his head or any of those plays. But he's still incredible. He didn't get Kelce involved, and he really had a tough time getting Hopkins involved because they were not major factors in the game. But he's still great, and he's going to have some more help probably if they meet up again. So, no, I don't put this on him really at all. I thought both teams they're very equal. Bills were better. Josh Allen was the best player on the field when he needed to be. He outplayed Mahomes. I wouldn't question that. He outplayed him yesterday making those plays. And like you say, he made the biggest play of the game, and Mahomes did not.
Mike, the Bills at 9-2, Kansas City at 9-1. How do you assess the race for the top seed? Because I think we all can agree. I mean, wherever the eventual Buffalo Kansas City game is played, the team that goes on the road is not going to be at this tremendous disadvantage. But the team that gets the one seed, getting that extra week of rest, not having to deal with a wild card round, that's a big advantage. How would you assess this race now between Buffalo and Kansas City?
Well, obviously the tiebreaker is huge because you only need to be tied with them. But, when I look at the Bills' schedule, I think to myself, okay, 49ers at home, and I know they've had their struggles. They got the Super Bowl hangover. They're going to have played and then come into Orchard Park is tough. That going to the Lions, that's a tough game. I mean, they're playing fantastic. And, you still have go to the Rams. Like, they still have those kind of games. I mean, my guess is, what do you think? They could lose one more game and still possibly do it. I mean, the Chiefs still have at Denver. They've got Pittsburgh. I don't think there's another game on there.
Chargers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Chargers have been, I will tell you this. I need to catch up a little bit. As we were at the game, I have seen so little of the Chargers this year. It just seems like one of those teams that just, I look up and see what the score is and then see some highlights. But obviously, they've found ways to win. They've got Herbert. They've got Harbaugh. But could they do it? Sure. I mean, last year, Kansas City got run over by the Raiders late in the season. You know, that can happen. They're a different kind of team. But I would think the Bills' shot would be win them all. Obviously, you've got a good shot. Maybe at max, they'd have to go 5-1. Because in that case, you still are looking at two Kansas City losses. So I do think it makes a big difference. Like you said, it's not just the home field is big, but it's all about matchups in the playoffs, and it's a win. You automatically go to the second round, and you're home for both games. So it would be massive, but I still think it's going to be tough.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, if the outcome of yesterday's game was different, one of the storylines we would be following today is Tyler Bass because he missed another extra point. So I guess my question is, do you get the sense that there's still concern around Bass? Is he still riding that wave of confidence from the game winner a couple of weeks ago? And when you look around the rest of the NFL, what's wrong with these big brand name kickers missing multiple kicks in a game, whether you're talking about Tucker or Elliott McPherson last night? I mean, it's not going the way you would expect it to go in the kicking game for some of these bigger named kickers.
It's like a virus went through the league. It was like it attacked all the kickers. I mean, bad, bad kicks. And was, you know, the two by the Bengals and then the one that with the, obviously the Eagles the other night, it could have cost them the game.
Right.
And it's been really bad, and I don't know. I think with Bass, look, they're extra points. Like, it's even yesterday, you know, you think about, oh, do you kick a field goal? Yes, the points were a different story because you're talking about taking it from 2 to 5, which is something, but then you're saying is go for the touchdown at 4th and 2. You're also saying, do I trust him here, right, in this case? And I think publicly they trust him. I think publicly he has confidence. But come on, you step up there and miss the extra point on the first touchdown of the game. It's just not good enough. And I don't think they're making any moves. I think there's a lot of coaches somewhat panicking now. And I think you're going to see more take some other chances. We're going for it, and, you know, because it's kickers, like you said, you used to be able to depend on. Maybe this always happens. Maybe it's just, again, but it just seems like for the last few weeks, the kicking in general around the league has been bad. And now we'll see down the stretch. But I don't know if there's a bunch of guys out there waiting for gigs, but I don't think the Bills are looking to make a move still. They're just going to hope that he straightens it out. But got to make the easy ones. And then, obviously, he can only live so much off of the 61-yarder. It was fantastic. But you know, the kicks get bigger and bigger as we go along.
Yeah, Danger, the vibe in there. I don't know if, Mike, you would agree with me on this. Like, it's the opening drive. Get a touchdown. Everybody's really fired up. Yeah. And then the shout song plays. And it's like, all right, yeah.
I guess I know. Cut the mic on that. You know, it's funny. What's the first thing you think of when your team scores and they miss the extra point? You think, we're going to be down 7-6.
Right.
It's like the automatic thought, right? And Danger, I'm not saying this to pick on you here because I didn't. Again, we were busy at the game.
Oh, we're not a Bears show, Mike. We're talking about the Bills today.
Oh, okay. Was it a long kick? I didn't even say it.
43?
Oh.
Yeah.
To beat the Packers?
Yeah. 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 No, that's two games where my soul has been crushed this season and more that where they just haven't shown up. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is really around the league. It really is something, and I do think coaches are going to be just probably more aggressive in spots because it is funny. There's this natural sense of you're giving up 3 points here. You're giving up like it's a guarantee they're going to make all these field goals, and there's been enough misses to make you think otherwise.
Mike, switching gears here on you before you have to keep Bryce Harper the highest paid player on the Phillies here. That's why I can't consider the Phillies, you know, in the sweepstakes here for Soto.
So you didn't think it was a big deal? I told you I saw Soto walking down the street in a full Phillies uniform in New York this weekend.
I didn't know where you were going with that on a text. Sometimes it's kind of hard to read the tone. In fact, I don't think there's any tone when you're texting somebody, Mike.
No. I don't know. You know, Soto's out there getting the most money or whoever's going to pay him. I know the Mets were trying. He's the prize here. I don't think that's what the Phillies should do, to be honest with you. I think he's a very good player. I think he's a mercenary. I think he's going to go where he gets the most money. Good for him. And he'll help any team. I don't think there's any question. I told you, I didn't love the fact that in the, you know, an hour after they lost the World Series, he was talking about free agency already. But, you know, that happens, I guess, right? He's young, got a lot of money, going to get a lot more money. But we'll see. We'll see. You know, maybe you just bring Alonso back and you'll be fine.
Mike, what are you, Dan and Jenna, working at Buffalo Plus this week that we can check out?
So we just put up the latest podcast is up there. We've got our You Ask, We Answer segment. We're hoping, and I'll let you guys know, we got a couple of guests that we're looking forward to in the bye week. So hopefully that's the case. And keep putting up the content. And the number 17 keeps making plays. It's good for everybody covering the team because it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, any chance you get, both the audio podcast or on the YouTube channel.
Mike, I know you had a family wedding. At least you didn't feel the obligation to log on to Netflix there on Friday night.
Yeah. You know, I just, those things are just something. I think a ton of people watched, right? You got like a crazy amount
of views. 65 million, they're saying.
Yeah. I'm, there'll be a rematch of some sort, right? If you get that many people to watch, or Tyson will fight somebody
else. Boxing, of course. This is, I mean, if anything, we forgot how boxing works. Every match sets up the follow-up.
The next match.
Right, and it's always been this way. And it kind of continues.
Fascinating. Yeah, it is fascinating. I just heard somebody talking about it. It's Netflix. So it's kind of like, oh, I'm home. I have Netflix. I'll watch it, which helps them a ton. If they said it's $49.95 or $29, whatever the number is, you know, you make money, but it's like, that's an effort or your commitment. You got to say, I really want to. If you're already getting Netflix, you're like, I'll check this out. And they get a lot of people. Netflix, you know, wants to get it. You know, they got Christmas Day football and boxing and live programming. Why not? That's what they're trying. But
I mean, the boxing match, Mike, it felt like the early days of streaming. Remember the Yahoo game with the Bills and the Jags from London? And it was they were overwhelmed. And I felt like that for the first time watching Tyson on Friday night.
Yeah, I know there's some concern. They're going like, hey, you're going to be able to pull this off on Christmas, because people would not be happy with NFL games if they had issues with it. But I'm sure that the money they just pulled in for Tyson with all those views and the way they monetize that, I'm sure, and they can pump up the servers there a little bit and do a better job at Netflix.
Mike, appreciate you. We'll be checking out Buffalo Plus this week and seeing who you're going to be bringing on. Thanks so much, bud.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Enjoy the bye week. There is Mike Catalana, the Hall of Famer, stopping by the sports bar. Scott Player is the player I was thinking of. Is that who you said?
No, I said Phil Dawson.
Phil Dawson is who you said.
Phil Dawson.
Scott Player looked super sweet with his single bar Cleveland Browns helmet, single bar mask.
I think Matt Mosley of the Washington team, and then Matt Barr, who was with the Giants.
Famous quarterback who did the single bar, too.
Oh, Theismann.
The best,
yeah.
Right? He's going. Imagine a quarterback playing a game today wearing a single bar face mask.
Or anybody for that.
Or anybody. Yeah, you're right. No, but Scott Player was super sweet. He had the Fu Manchu mustache. He looked like the singer from Metallica wearing that single bar. Super sweet.
Let me pull up the Chiefs schedule here, Danger, because I do kind of agree with Mike. The Bills could afford one more loss if they're going to be the one seed, but let's just make sure. All right. The Chiefs and the Panthers.
Win.
Oh, this is the Black Friday game, the Raiders and Chiefs at Arrowhead.
At Arrowhead, win.
Chargers at the Chiefs, December 8th.
That's a toss-up for me.
Okay, circle that as a toss-up.
Uh-huh.
Chiefs at Browns, December 15th.
That's a win for the Chiefs. Although at Browns. At Browns?
At Browns.
Sneaky.
Right. The defense, sneaky.
Sneaky. That's a sneaky one. That's one that nobody would expect. Watch out for the Browns game.
That's one like, hey, what are we doing today, the 15th? Right? Like, have you ever done that? Just like, let's go watch an NFL game. I would imagine that would be fun. Then a Saturday game, Texans and Chiefs. Oh, I know why they did this on the Saturday.
Yeah, that's the week before Christmas.
The Christmas. So Texans, Chiefs, Steelers hosting the Chiefs on Christmas Day, and then the Chiefs at Denver.
Those last three games.
Last five.
Yeah.
If you're saying the Browns is sneaky, which I agree with you, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers, Broncos.
I think Texans, Steelers, Broncos, those last three, it's not impossible to imagine that they lose two of those last three.
Watching the Chargers last night, I prematurely said they were charging. They didn't charge.
They did not charge.
They did not charge.
They did, but they didn't. They absolutely charged, but they woke up. And maybe that's coaching. Maybe that's Harbaugh. Maybe that's Harbaugh just saying, not on my watch, guys. No, it ends tonight. This is not happening. And if you're the Bengals, hey, the Chargers might have done the Bills and the rest of the AFC a favor. I want to see the Bengals, man.
Well, I'm thinking about this for anybody that says, oh, there's not much difference between a one or a two. Who's going to be the seven this year? What if it were like the up? I'm thinking the whole time, oh gosh, if this is Cincinnati, Buffalo, no, ew. No, I wouldn't want that. This is not Pittsburgh stumbling in. Even Denver, a team that doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
It's not, the 2-7 is not going to be a layup this year.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. All of these teams have something that could make you a little bit nervous. Cincinnati, with Higgins and Chase, still a dangerous offense that can score at will. We saw that last night. Defensively, inconsistent, but they ratcheted it up in the second half, only to give it away there at the end. The Chargers get the win, and the Bengals really looking like on the outside looking in. I don't even know if you put them in the farting around graphic just yet.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be in the farting around.
Probably, yeah, it's good to be in the farting around graphic if you're the Bengals, but they probably don't belong in the farting. Like, you could make the case that the Jets and the Dolphins are farting around.
The Colts are ahead of the Bengals. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff, and I don't want to pile on you, but...
I do. What was that? You lost to the Colts. You lost to Anthony Richardson, who was benched the last two weeks.
The guy who's benched comes off and beats your all-world quarterback, but make sure you tune into McAfee this week.
Right. No, the serious question for the Jets is, what are you doing next year? What's next year look like? Is he back? Because he said, yeah, I think I'd want to be back. Yeah, I think I'll play. Do you want him back? Would you want him back? Would any team want him next season as their quarterback? Show me the team that wants Aaron Rodgers in 2025 to be their starting quarterback, and I'll show you a losing team. It's terrible.
It was over good friends of the show, Good Smoke, talking to Brian today. He's a Raider fan.
Ah.
Raider, like, anybody that sticks with their team when they're down and out. But, yeah, we were not far removed from this. We're like, okay, can we draft a quarterback? This is not the year to be drafting a quarterback the way it sounds like. When we talk to Thor Nystrom, sure, we'll get ourselves excited about somebody, but it's as compared to this past year. I know you don't want to hear this, Danger. Caleb Williams was okay yesterday.
He was fine.
He was okay.
He was fine. It's what makes it even more frustrating. It's like, oh, there were some signs. We have some signs of life here, guys.
That's all this year was about, signs.
Yeah.
You wasted a year by not having the correct head coach, but I digress. But look, between him, Daniels, and Drake May is actually going to be good. I don't think we're getting 1, 2, 3 in quarterbacks, and I don't think if we do, we're getting 1, 2, 3 quarterbacks that are going to help your team. So my roundabout way of bringing up the Raiders and Brian and Good Smoke and everything else, that's the only team I could think of. Like, well, do we go for Aaron Rodgers? The answer should be no. You don't want any part of that. You want to look ahead.
Jay Binkley of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City will stop by the sports bar in about a half an hour. We'll take your calls as well on the other side of this break at 866-4FAN. If you want to join us on a Victory Monday, we'll also discuss some other happenings from around the NFL. One specific happening that we haven't really talked about yet, but it is of concern to you Giant fans out there. It's time.
It is time.
It is time.
There was one story, Danger, and I'm sure like you might have missed this. Lots of people might have missed this. Who is the next team that's going to relocate in professional sports? Oh. I'm talking Big Four. Yeah, a story from over the weekend that got a little buried that we'll talk about.
All right, we'll get to that and more next. Jay Binkley joining us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. You're in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.